Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, this is Jessica with a very special extra episode of Turn the Page podcast, Syosset Library. We are, at least our library, is about a week into this, into the Corona COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm very lucky to have a guest here who would like to discuss what Penguin Random House Publishing Company is doing to help us and educators, librarians, and our communities through this time. Would you like to please introduce yourself?
Hi, Jessica. My name is Skip Dye. I'm the Senior Vice President of Library Sales and Digital Strategy for Penguin Random House.
And just a side note, a few weeks ago, very fortuitously, I met Skip at the PLA conference. We just happened to be sitting next to each other at Kitchen Notes at the Omni. He's a very nice guy, and we are just so happy to have this connection. And now, you know, hope that this brings a connection to everybody who's listening. So what we are going to talk about today is how Penguin Random House opened a license for online story times and read alouds for videos and live events. My question to you, Skip, and I know that this is part of what you wanted to cover. How and when did Penguin Random House decide moving on this initiative?
Jessica, I mean, it's actually started for us about 10 days ago, actually. So 10 days ago, we started seeing an uptick in permissions, people wanting to basically be granted permission to use our titles in a story time-like setting. This would be, I think, at its core, an obvious one, an educator or a librarian wanting to share via a streaming video a read aloud, where they would actually show the pictures of the book and actually read the story. When this came to light, there is a permissions that we and many publishers follow that is, I would say, has a lot of details that we want to ask. And then we do this basically for both the author and illustrator's sake. We try to make sure we understand and, you know, protect their copyrights, because that's something we honor. But when we saw that we were getting more of these, and we saw the desperate need that was going on in different communities, and we were reading about the need in different communities, we thought we needed to try to make it more simple. We needed to make it something that people could do quickly and efficiently, and so that they could act as with a sense of urgency to this issue, because we do think it's very important. So we started this process and got it done in terms, I think, quite quickly with all the other stuff that's going on right now in our company, with us also trying to figure out if we're going to close our building or not, all our employees working from home, which we're talking about over 2,000 employees, trying to get them set up, trying to get people focused, getting authors who have concerns about various things, their own author tours and stuff about what's happening there, to get this done that quickly, I think shows Penguin Random House's desire to make our content available in this time, because that's really what is important, bringing people together through the books.
That's really, I mean, we really all appreciate it. So I think, you know, because this is new territory for librarians too. I mean, every now and then you'll hear about a library doing a virtual story time or something, but copyright is an issue and it's not something that we take lightly. So we're appreciative for these permissions. But I know that you have a document out on your website that explains the permissions. In a nutshell, how does this work? There's different guidelines, I believe, for teachers and educators and then for librarians?
Well, actually, the guidelines are the same for everyone.
Okay.
Actually, and also worldwide. This is, we extended, which is also unprecedentedly, we extended this to be worldwide. So we have been now fielding requests from Qatar, from Germany, from Australia, New Zealand, many cities in South Africa. It's been amazing to see. Reaction, and that's also combined with the inundation of requests we've received from, you know, U.S. So what it is quite simple, actually. We just need to know some basic information, and you send this basic information to our email address. And the email address, which we'll share later on at the end of the broadcast or on your site, is storytime temp permissions. At penguinrandomhouse.com. We need some just basic information. We need to know who you are. You need a name, your organization, your title, because it's always helpful to find out if this is a librarian or a teacher or a parent, because we have a lot of parents who are now doing this too in cooperation.
Okay.
So, where their neighborhoods. I mean, we try to make it quite, liberal. We wanted to know the title of the book. If you can give us the title of the book, it'd be great if it had the author's name, but we understand it's not required.
Right.
We basically ask, just tell us what you're doing. And then and we have an email address contact already, so we already have your email address. And if you've already done it and you want to, and you have a link to it, or you want to share more information about where it is,
let us know.
Because what we have been doing is trying to amplify. So what we've been doing is, say, if it's an author who it is that you're a person in a school, et cetera, or reading, we're letting the author know, because many authors have already started proactively reaching out to these people saying, hey, I'll be glad to help too. So we've been partnering with authors who have been donating a lot of their time, and illustrators as well, to say, hey, I see you're doing this. How can I help you? And so we've been trying to gather that information. But once you send it to us, you'll get an automatic response from us saying that this is approved. You don't have to wait for us to send you a note. You sending it to us generates an approval. If we have more questions or if there's concerns, then we will get back to you. We have had a number of for-profit companies reach out to us saying they would like to do this as well, and et cetera, which we have come back to and basically said
this was not our intent. The intent of this was very pure and basic, which was basically to handle the need right now, that if it's something that someone is making money off of, meaning, et cetera, then we basically say you have a different permissions to go through,
right.
And then we redirect them. So we've had a number of those have come our way, and there seems to have been a lot of companies that have been starting up, which I'm glad to see, to offer these resources, at a fee or a cost. And so we're trying to work with them too. We're trying to make it easy for them to put up content as well, but through a different permissions process.
That actually brings me to a really quick question. If your library, because I know a lot of libraries, I'm an outreach community engagement librarian. If we partner with like a local business, let's say we read a story time at a local cafe every month, would we be able to use that partnership to extend this license? Nobody is charging anything. It's just usually a librarian stops by to read stories.
Well, Jessica, it goes back to my core thing. What's the intent?
Right.
Right. What are you trying to do with it and stuff? If someone was charging a fee to
a parent that says for, and just making a number up to illustrate the point,
$9.99 a month, you will get so many hours of story time where these people read stories to your kid. Or children,
right,
you know, if it's like for a specific, that's one thing. Working with them, and especially now when people are trying to get outside and do settings and actually work with other businesses because of the issues at hand, I think that it's fair and fine. I believe that
by now we're all good agents. That's the attitude that Penguin Random House has taken.
Right.
That we're all good agents here trying to move forward during this time to make connections,
particularly with kids and those kids
who are at home being home studied. I am very concerned about having this disruption mm-hmm. affect people's literacy
yeah.
and their desire to
find some sort of
bright lining and other hopes right now. So we are trying to facilitate it as much as possible.
I mean, as a mother myself, absolutely. And even though I'm a librarian and I spent a lot of years as a children's librarian, I am not a homeschooling teacher. And these kids are 2 seconds from going feral. So we really appreciate anything, you know, and it also for librarians and educators, it gives us means to continue to do what we do.
Yes, it does. It really does.
We've seen some very interesting requests have come our way for very creative things from, of course, I would say more like Facebook Live type streaming situations to people doing interactive FaceTime storytelling and stuff, which has been very exciting, or where they basically share where basically one teacher hands it off to another teacher at a different location and they move back and forth. They've been using Zoom or they've been using BlueJeans or WebEx or any of these video platforms to make it work. There's one teacher who approached us about they have a local access TV channel and they're working to do and put lessons on the local access TV channel, and that is fine for us too. It goes back to the intent, as I said, and we're trying to be we're not trying to be overly strict. And like I said, we're taking the attitude and giving people benefit of the doubt right now, because that's what we need
to do for everybody
right now. And so we are, no matter if it's for these permissions or anything, quite frankly. But I think that what we do hope and we do are seeing is that the response has been great. People have been very appreciative of
how easy it is now to do permissions.
Yeah.
And how quick and easy it is to go through. We just ask a couple of things. And one is that if you're doing a YouTube channel, we ask that you set it to be, and we give instructions on how to do this if you don't know
how to do this, to whether to be public, to be on your private channel on stuff.
So, and many educators actually know how to do this already and do this already. So I think that's one of the things we've been asking people to do. But it
depends on what they come back to us with, you know, and ask us.
But we've now been just as soon as you send us a note, you'll get a note automatically. The auto reply says this is approved. So that's what we're working on.
Skip, another question. If you're doing a live reading, is it my understanding that after the reading is through, you delete it? Like if it's on Facebook Live or something, you have to delete it from your feed?
We ask them to. We also understand how much pressure people are under right now. We are not, there are services that publishers use and video companies use.
Companies use to go out and look to see if people are, quote unquote, breaking copyright.
Right.
And stuff. Those are still being monitored, but we're being very relaxed about it. We just ask people, again, we're all trying to do the bright thing. And like I said,
we feel that most people are good agents and we've been trying to help people, particularly all the new
folks that are doing this for the very first time, which has been a lot. They just don't understand. I mean, we've actually helped a teacher who was trying to do Facebook Live and didn't really understand how to do that. But they were really working hard to make it happen, and we basically became their tech services for a bit, trying to help them do it. So we understand, but the intent is still there. We ask that you try not to save it forever and stuff. Now we understand too. We've told people it's fine if they're reading over a series of days. So like if it's a longer book, they want to do maybe 20 minutes a day, and then at the end of the 5 days or however long it takes them to finish the book, that's, we understand that as well. We're trying to be exceedingly flexible.
And you really are, yeah.
Giving people benefit of the doubt. That's really what we're doing. You know, we have a team of people who are going to and reading all these requests. That the goal of that is to try to help people, not necessarily assess themselves. Who's not doing something right? It's mainly seeing, is there resources we need to create? Is there ways that we can help them? And that's what we're trying to do. Even some small, we're trying our best to do as much as we can. We're focusing mainly on U.S. only, though, for that kind of help. Though we've been working with a lot of military bases
right.
as well, who've reached out to us. So we've been working with them a great deal. We've also been trying to connect them to other resources that we know about that's available, different literacy organizations as well. And we've been partnering with Save the Children as well on programs.
Oh, they're a
great
organization.
So I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, that really is. Yeah. So just really quickly, and then I'll get to, because I know you mentioned some links that you wanted to mention, and then we'll probably end because this is just a short extra episode. So how has the authors, have they been reaching out? Have they been very supportive of this effort?
They have. Our author community, it's been quite heartening to see the overall reaction, which has been, on Twitter, you may see some of it as well, where we've had some wonderful tweets from our author community about us doing this and trying to get out the word about how to get permissions for them to read their books. One community that I don't think that people probably thought about was the narrator community.
Okay.
We have a lot of narrators for our audio product who've come out and said, we'd like to start reading some of the books that we've read, but read them live. Is that possible? And we, of course, are granting that. We've also had some narrators saying, there's always books from Penguin Random House I wanted to read, but wasn't cast to read it.
Can I do that?
Of course you may. So we've been trying to foster a connection between our author, illustrator, and narrator community with the reader. And that's really I think, a huge benefit for all of us, because it really is basically bringing people together in a unique way under a very stressful time, I might say. That's for sure. But I also wanted to make it very clear, too, because one of the questions that we've received the most is this just for children's books? And we've said, no, it's for every book published by Penguin Random House. It's anything published by Penguin Random House. We didn't put together just a special list, et cetera, to say only these are available to do this with. No, it's to all of our content. So we've had a lot of our Penguin Random House Espanol titles being read as well, and so we've been working with those communities too. So it's all of our contents available for this.
Well, thank you so, so much for highlighting this. I know that we are examining how to use this and kind of coming up with ideas as to how we are going to, how we're going to serve our communities with this permission. So what links did you want? We're going to drop some links in the on the Turn the Page web page through Blueberry. What links did you want people to look at?
Well, first off will be the link for these permissions, which we've talked about. So you'll see that information there, and you'll have the link for that. And in the link, it'll take you to the site
where you can just reiterate some of the things you just heard me talk about today, just to remind people what information we do need to have in the email. And of course, there's the email address. The other links that I will highlight to you is we've done extensive
in looking at both on the children's side and the adult side,
creating materials that could be reused and repurposed for story time.
Maybe these are activities or suggested activities that you can do as well. Also suggested ideas related to assessing. So a lot of parents are wondering, okay, what did my kid get out of this type of thing? So
right.
What we're trying to do is give some ideas and craft ideas. So we'll give you a variety of our links that can go to for different sites that we have for educators, for librarians, and for parents. Brightly.com is a website that Penguin Random House is very involved with. And on Brightly.com, you'll see a lot of resources, especially for parents who are now finding themselves working at home and also trying to be the caregiver for their children at home as well as the educator for their children at home. So Brightly.com is a site I want to feature as well. We have a number of requests have been coming our way for book clubs. People have been doing more virtual book clubs where this is concerned.
Yes.
This is expanding to where we are on the both on the adult side. So what we have is a lot of resources related to our book club. And so I'll definitely make sure you have that. So I think that will be, I will give you the links and you can have them and you'll see the resources that are there. But most importantly, I just want people to
take away from the idea that books, they do connect us. They connect us in unique ways. And I think that right now, the most important thing is for people to just try to connect with their children and with books.
Thank you, Skip. This has been it's been really great to have a representative from Penguin Random House discuss this with us. And was there any other takeaways? I think we covered a lot in a short amount of time.
I just appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk to you again, Jessica.
Yes.
It was great to see you.
Yes.
And I look forward that I do hope that you and your family are safe and well and reading.
Same with you. Okay, so once again, this was Jessica, and my guest from Penguin Random House was?
Skip Dye.
And I apologize for any buzzing you might hear. There's a slight tick in our wire, which I'm working on, but this will go out with minimal editing to make sure it goes out in a timely manner. So we're working the best we can here, and I am going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.